This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amy mentioned this real quick at the end of the show yesterday, I think. New data from the Census Bureau about household income and how it was basically flat last year from 2020. Thing is, household income is one of those stories where there are a whole lot of variables that go into that headline. So we had Marketplace's Samantha Fields dig in a little bit.
You know that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats?
In the 3 decades after World War II, all boats were lifted by economic growth. When workers' productivity went up, so did their wages. When companies did well, so did workers.
Molly Kinder is at the Brookings Institution.
Really across the board, low-wage workers, high-wage workers, middle-income workers, everyone was seeing their paychecks grow, and fairly evenly, and proportionally to the economy and to their own productivity.
Then, in the late 1970s, early 80s, that changed. At least for workers at the bottom and in the middle, says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute.
Instead, we've seen wages at the top rise. We've seen a declining value of the minimum wage. We've seen measures implemented that make it harder for workers to form a union.
Meanwhile, globalization and automation of the labor market have also contributed to decades of slow wage growth. And that was before the pandemic.
But really, the biggest problem in 2021, and even more so in 2022, is that fairly good wage increases have been offset by high inflation.
Harry Holzer at Georgetown University says people in certain industries, like retail and hospitality, have gotten raises in the last year.
In the range of 5 to 6% a year, that's great until you consider the fact that inflation has been the 8 to 9%.
Still, William Spriggs at Howard University says given what's happened in the last 2.5 years, a global pandemic, recession, 22 million people losing their jobs,
you would have thought these 2 years of data should have shown unprecedented calamity.
So he says the fact that household income held steady through all of that is actually an achievement. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.